We've got a big show lined up for you today, and it commences now. This is where he's been electrifying all weekend. And Brock Feeney closes the deal. A move down the inside. And today for race number two, Will Brown gets the job done.
Welcome back to the 2024 Repco Supercars Championship. My name's James Pavey, supercars.com journo, and our old mate Chad had a really, really tight window to catch a flight. So I found a new mate. G'day, Mitch Robinson from Supercars.
You poor thing. I'm almost half as happy to be here as you are, I feel like. But no, it's a good way to end the weekend, and we can talk to some people and find some nice things to talk about.
So you all know what this is. This is the Chic Cool Down Lap podcast. We go to the end of pit lane after the end of the Sunday race in the Supercars event, and we find some stories, talk to some people. It's all pretty fun. But, you know, sometimes, Mitch, we can break some stories as well. So we're hanging around, and we're at the back of Blanchard Racing Team, and, man, crazy first weekend for them as a two-car team.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure the results don't necessarily show what they wanted from the weekend, but, you know, the car's rolled out, you know, the garage area looks great, the team seems to be very well presented, and you can see the growth that they've had as an organization just from the first few years as a one-car team to where they're at now, and certainly have a good base to work from for the rest of the year and moving forward. So, you know, maybe not the best start results-wise, but definitely some progress being shown here in the garage.
We'll dive in here. I can see James Courtney. And I've got a microphone coming. What are you looking at, James? G'day, mate, on the Shit Cool Down That podcast. We'll get out of the sun. First weekend with BRT, how do you assess it?
Car straight. Good pit stops. Team presented really, really well. Procedurally, everything went great. Like I said, on our side, car's nice and straight. But on Aaron's side, he had a little, you know, he's young. He's learning. We all go through it. Just got to curb that enthusiasm a little bit. But, you know, the speed's there. And now it's just about, we work so hard as a team just to make sure that we arrived here. You know, it's been such a build for the Blanchard family and everyone involved, you know, going out to two cars. It's not, you don't just go and buy another car and off you go. You know, there's extra toolboxes. There's more fuel towers. There's double everything, double the personnel, and then making sure even all that garage preparation stuff's there. So we probably spent the whole off-season making sure that we actually arrived here and looked the part. And now, you know, we've got here, procedurally everything went, everyone knows each other, and now focus on that car speed and really tuck in and try and lock that down. So it's I'm really quite happy. Sure, I would have loved to have been in the 10 or even win the thing, but realistically, such a young team and the expansion that they've had, it's, you know, I think they've done a fantastic job. And you know, to deliver to the level they did, I think Tim and his dad should be commended and everyone involved. So we'll go away, look at everything over the little short period we have now, and thank hell, we're going to the Grand Prix with a soft tyre. I hate this hard tyre. It's hell. So it just gives no feel to the car. And yeah, we struggled, to be honest, with it on the weekend and even on the test day. So it's yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back on the soft tyre, proper tyre, and we can actually race these things properly.
What can you tell us about young Aaron Love? We know he's very quick. We know he's had a rough weekend. But what sort of things have you picked up just getting to work with him and learn from him so far?
Aaron's a great young talent. He's, you know, he's done really well in everything he's done previously. You know, I said to Tim, it's easier to slow them down than to speed them up. So part of Aaron's learning process is, you know, is when to push, when not to push. You know, sometimes you haven't got the car that's going to deliver a result. But as a young guy, or even in business or anything, you think you can overcome and you can make the difference where we can't. So it's all about him learning when he can push and when he can't, and when you just have to deal with what you've got. So, you know, he's a great young guy as well. He's eager to learn. He's got no attitude or no chip on his shoulder at all, which is nice. Not saying the other guys I worked with previously have, but no, he's been good. He sort of fits in really well. He's got a lot to say in the debriefs, which is good. He's not just timid and sitting away. He sort of vocalizes. Yeah. Anyway, speaks about what he believes, you know, is needed from the car and what he's feeling. So, I think it's been good for him. He probably comes away from the weekend with his head down, and you know. And I said to him, I said, mate, you're gonna have plenty more shit weekends. It's unfortunately the industry we're in.
only one guy can win every weekend, and unlike football where you go to the game, you've got 50% chance of winning the thing. Here, the odds are against us every time. So there's more time that's bad than good. We've just got to make sure we can get the team to the point where we're on the other end and having more, you know, better, more weekends are better than bad. It's been a long day, Mitchell. But, yeah, so I'm happy. Aaron's a great young guy, and I think he's going to be good to work with over the next little bit.
Yeah, well, like you said, it's a big challenge just to get here for the team, so I'm sure to just get away and get underway with the season is a good step for the team. So thank you for your time, and we'll see you in Melbourne.
We've got to work out this whole live pit lane thing. I was just trying to work it all out. I think who's the biggest movers so far? I think it's DJs are coming down to beside us, so...
Yeah, well, your next door neighbours are up to P3 in the championship. Matt Stone had such a strong start to the year, so
I'm more interested in people coming back towards us.
Some people might get altitude sickness if they're up the front for too long.
yeah, but it's and that's what I said to these guys. I said, we're just going to chip away, and then for us as to show our success, I guess, is to try and move that team, us from the bottom where we should be. We're just starting out to the two cars and try and progress up through the field. So
yeah, and sorry to jump in again. I know we've been here for a few minutes, but it speaks to the importance of when you have an incident like Aaron had, to getting back out on track and still scoring points. Can you speak to that too a bit?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what he's killing himself about yesterday, because he had the accident, they repaired it, then he did the same thing and then didn't ultimately get classified. So that sort of costs a lot. But like I said, it's a learning process, young team. But I think that's cool, the live pit lane. It's going to jazz it up a little. For sure, it would have upset Barry Ryan to go from the front for one weekend and back into the middle. So yeah, it's cool. It's going to rev some people up, and it should be nice to see how it goes all weekend, all year.
A great talking point. We'll be sure to follow, but thanks so much for your time.
Happy days.
It's very official, guys. Thank you.
Very formal. What about an informal goodbye?
Yeah, see you, guys. Have a beer. I'll see you at the Grand Prix.
That's one of the nicest goodbyes I've seen from you in a while.
Alrighty, well, we are rolling past Matt Stone Racing. The man himself is talking to Conor O'Brien from V8 Sleuth. All these journos are always on the run. They keep you busy, Mitch. But, yeah, MSR, I mean, third in the points. What do you make of that? It's pretty amazing.
Oh, they rolled out very, very well yesterday. I mean, both cars in the shootout. And I want to say they're very close to having both in it today. Nick was definitely in the shootout today. For those guys to come from, it was a very up-and-down year for them in 2023 to come out swinging and have overall... if you have two cars, two races, three out of four solid races, solid results is, for that squad is going to be a tremendous way to kick off the year.
So these two garages we're here at the moment, MSR and Premier Newland Racing, as they know now, they had different stories at either end of the first lap. Obviously, Cameron Hill's tyre power Chev was turned around on pit straight. You don't see that very often. They go around a hell corner. But over the back here as well, Jimmy Golding, who had a really fast car all weekend, was he found the grass at the chase. Brock Feeney got a five-second penalty. Perhaps James may have bit his tongue towards the end of the broadcast there, but they still brought home a top 10. But it's good to see these teams really making some waves.
Oh, that's absolutely what the whole Gen 3 platform is about, isn't it? It's about mixing it up and seeing more teams fighting up and down at the front of the field. And like you said, Jimmy got shoved off track on lap one, but by the end of 250Ks was back in the top five. So it really shows that team at Premier Newland Racing is progressing. They're very competitive. And same for MSR, having, what was it, fifth and sixth yesterday, I want to say, between Cam Hill and Nick Burkett. So, it's really anyone's game, like we've been saying. And even though we had a lot of the same teams up near the front this weekend, there's some other guys mixing it up that we hadn't seen too much in recent past, at least consistently. So hopefully a good sign of things to come. And we found another one who's been through a heck of a roller coaster through the weekend, David Reynolds. That's a good place to be then. So, first weekend with Team 18, been through ups and downs and loop-de-loops. It's been one heck of a 2 days, 3 days on track. Tell us about where you're at so far.
It's been an emotional roller coaster already, but our cars are fast, we've got speed. It's actually a good start to the year considering what we have. It's just a new thing, so man, I'm really loving it. I turn up happy every day. Charlie's awesome. He's such a good guy, such a loving person to work for. Adrian's hilarious, and he's really good. So, we're gonna build this team into hopefully one of the best teams in pit lane. That's our goal.
When you found yourself buried in the sand after going backwards on Friday, did you think you'd end up with such a strong result at the end of the weekend?
Yeah. I'm always. That's my old man ringing me. I'm always pretty positive. I didn't know how I was gonna go this weekend. Absolutely no idea. Like, the test day went pretty well. But, you know, 6th and 8th, it's not too bad. I'm 5th in the championship. We're 4th in the team. So, you know, we're 8th in the team's championship now, but we move up 4 spots, which is a, you know, huge credit to the guys. Like, it's a really good confidence boost for them. Next track's the Grand Prix. I love the Grand Prix. I tend to go pretty good there. Marco's pretty good there. So, mate, you know, it's all looking up. I love what I do. I'm very thankful to do what I do. And, yeah, it's a fun place. Like, honestly, I can't thank anyone enough. Like, I've had so much fun this weekend. And, you know, I'm sick of Bathurst. But I've been here last week and I'm actually sick of this place. Can't wait to go home.
I've never heard someone say that before.
I'm sick of it. Well, sick of it.
What's up? What are you up to between now and the Grand Prix? Obviously, home run for you and the team. Any you kicking back for a little bit to finally get on off your feet, or what's the go?
I've been away for 2 weeks, so probably spend some time with my family. Sort some stuff out, try and see what we can do going into the Grand Prix. Let's get some systems into place, and, you know, we're back on the soft time, I think. So, you know, setups might change quite a bit, because obviously this weekend was a hard time. It was the first time in a year that we've run the hard tyre. And we had to change our car quite a lot over the weekend, and we made really good changes. You know, diving into that sort of stuff and figuring out how we can go forward. But personally, myself, just hanging out, dude. Got some things to tie up in my life. Nothing bad, just stuff. And, have a few days off and get back into it.
Life admin's always a good thing.
Hey?
Life admin's always a good thing. So.
Yeah,
all good. Well, well done on the weekend. Good way to start. And like I said, we'll see you down south.
Did you? I'll try. I mean, this is funny. Did you expect to be P5 in your first weekend?
No, I did not. I wanted to start off where I finished last year, which was 3rd. So I'm 2 spots off. No, not really. But you know, you don't know how you're going to go jumping teams. You know, it's a new environment. Absolutely new bunch of people. You know, I've left Al, which I've had for 8 years. And I've got Krusty, which I've known before, but, you know, just a completely different experience I'm experiencing. So I'm loving it, though.
Well, make sure you have the best sleep of your life tonight.
I will sleep good. Thank you.
Epic. Thanks, Dave. How about that? Equal P5, or equal P4, shall I say, in the points for David Reynolds. And I had a really good chat with Mark Lark, and we all know him as Larko, and I asked a few questions about this year, Mitch. I was like, how do you think he's going to go? And one of the first things he said was, gee, I really like Dave Reynolds. I like he's got his mojo back. A lot of drivers, when they get their mojo back, they're fast, and he's one of them.
Yeah, well, and you can say change is as good as a holiday, right? And we've seen Definitely. So many changes up and down the pit lane of drivers and teams, and, you know, all the people coming into new organizations. Definitely, you can always say that it's a bit of a honeymoon period where they're getting settled in, and, you know, things just tend to click. And this is such a confident sport. You hear it all the time, teams saying that when you're in a good headspace, good things happen. And that seems to be clearly going that way with Dave and the team so far. But, you know, early going, but, you know, definitely a good sign of things to come, hopefully, from that squad.
So we're coming up to the middle of pit lane here, guys. We're going to have a quick break soon. But, Mitch, I think we're going to start getting lost during the year with this live pit lane situation. But one team that will definitely be a factor towards the fun is Penrite Racing. And they finished last year really, really well. But to think of how impressive they were straight out of the gate this weekend, especially with Richie Stenaway, something quite impressive. I can sort of see Matt Payne towards the end of the garage here. But, yeah, these guys had some quick cars. They got some results. And most importantly, got some straight cars as well. But I'll try and get away with Matty. He's talking to his engineer, Jack Bell. But, yeah, Mitch, your quick synopsis of Penrite Racing this weekend.
Well, I don't think they'd identify this weekend probably as a success, given the way that they finished 2023. But to have both their drivers in the top 10 of the championship coming out of the first round is a good step. And, you know, one of these individuals standing right here with us, Matty Payne, you know, quite all over the place, I think, across the board for this weekend. You know, Richie had a car on the fence, and, you know, it was a bit, probably not the best start you guys wanted, I would say, but, you know, still ending up P8 for you in the championship coming out of here. How do you assess first weekend of the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not the result we would have liked to have had, but all things considered, you know, I qualified 30th both days. Yesterday was partly my fault, and today we just didn't have enough speed, so, yeah, definitely made it hard for myself, but I think the results we got in the racing, I think, probably were the best we could have achieved. I think we found a little bit of speed today in the car as well. So, yeah, would have liked to have been a bit quicker. I think, obviously, Walkinshaw's very fast at the moment, and so is Triple Eight. So, We need to do a little bit of work.
Matty, it looked like pretty hot work out there. How was it like for you?
Yeah, it was actually pretty hot work, actually, both days. It was a little bit hotter today. I thought potentially I would have had to have saved the tire a little bit more today, but I thought the track was actually going to start coming up because all that sealant and everything was really sort of greasy and it was starting to flick up, but it never really got to a stage where it was bad. So, yeah, it was hot, but, this hard tires are different to the softs, and they're pretty interesting. That's all I'll say.
Right on, mate. We'll let you finish that nice soft drink. Stay cool, and we'll see you in Melbourne. Right, our listeners, we're going to have a quick break, and then when we get back, we're going to get to a garage with some nice silverware. We'll see you soon.
Experience a close shave and no more sensitive skin with Schick. Schick Hydrosensitive with shock-absorbed technology helps to protect sensitive skin from irritation. Available at all major supermarkets.
Righto, g'day, it's James and Mitch. We're back in pit lane, sunny pit lane in Bathurst, and I'm looking forward to getting back in the truck, Mitch, because the UV is a bit too high for my ginger skin. But before we get back into the teams, let's recap the weekend. We've got our Schick top three moments, and I'd like to start straight off the bat with how exciting, like, today's race ended. It was tense, I used that for my headline, but the way the whole weekend panned out between Triple A and Chas Moss, it was quite intriguing, wasn't it?
Oh, Chas kept him honest all weekend. It seemed that the Triple A team was probably, they were the team to beat. There's no doubt about it this weekend, but Chas definitely gave him a run for their money, and it was a three-horse race, you have to say, Saturday and Sunday. He was the only one that really could take it to him, and you could argue that he was in the box seat and probably could have, would have, should have won this afternoon, but there's plenty of those stories up and down pit lane everywhere in motorsports, so it'd be interesting to see how things develop. In the press conference today, all drivers are sort of referencing how this is just one track.
Exactly.
There's Albert Park's a very different track. We'll be running on a different tire there, so a whole lot of different variables can be thrown up when we get there, but first kickoff through the weekend, and it's 88, 87, and 25 that are right there neck and neck.
Number two, Mitch, I'm going to go for Super 2. It was a conflicting weekend in the paddock. There's a lot of damaged cars, but a lot of hot moments and interesting moments. Obviously, we'll never forget, they're all in the fence and the cutting. What was it? The track is jammed, in the track. You can't go past Kyle Allen. I mean, when you put the number one on the car, you're going to mean business. But when the number one's orange, you're really sending a warning sign to your rivals. But he's just so calm and collected. You watch him, didn't get off the line. Job Stewart got him into turn one, but he got through at the chase, and then apart from that, he was pretty rock solid.
He was talking about it after the race today, that co-driving with Dick Johnson Racing later in the year when we come to Sandown and come back to Mount Panorama, talking with David Noble and the team there is that they really want him to dominate this year in the Dunlop Series and to stamp your authority with two wins back-to-back to kick things off. This is still a very competitive and very talented Dunlop Super 2 Series that we've got. For him to come out and smoke the field 2 days in a row really puts a stamp on an impression on the rest of the field and puts everyone on notice that this guy's coming quickly, and I would think it's not going to be too long until we see him in one of these big garages here in the main game.
And last one, sort of in that same vein, the rookies, the main game rookies. We've got three of them this year: Jackson Evans at BJR, Ryan Wood here at WAU, and Aaron Love down there at BRT. We heard JC talk about, it was unlucky for Aaron Love, and there's a sort of similar situation for Ryan Wood, but what's your synopsis of how those three went this weekend?
Baptism of fire.
Definitely.
That's the easiest way to put
Baptist
it up.
Baptist of fire.
Definitely. It's been a tough one, and this championship's always been notorious for being hard on rookies and people who haven't been in the heat of battle at this level, and it definitely showed this weekend. All three of them found the wall at different points, not always through faults of their own, but Ryan Wood was really impressive in terms of one-lap speed.
Definitely.
Provisionally in the shootout on Saturday before he got his fast lap taken away for being too quick under yellow flag conditions. But he's definitely shown he's got that raw speed that we saw in the Dunlop Series last year. Jury's probably still out on where Jackson and Aaron went this weekend and how that shapes up for them. But, it is very early days, and, you're starting your supercar's career at Bathurst. I mean, there's not a whole lot more of a daunting place to do it. So, for them to come out of it, learned a lot of lessons, didn't seem to be anything too massive, even though they did hit the wall. probably give much of a great grade on it for Definitely. Him, but like you said, it's an incredibly difficult championship to begin with as a rookie, and then to come here is even, you know, a bigger task. So I'm sure we'll see plenty more from them throughout the year, and you know, I'm sure they are looking forward to as much as anyone to get to Albert Park in a few weeks.
Yeah, I like what you said, baptism of fire, but you know, when you start at Bathurst, you can hold your own, and they all three of them show glimpses of being quite impressive, and that's not easy to do. We'll come past here at Walkinshaw Andretti United. I mean, I think I can see a bloke that you might know quite well, Sam Scafidi. Man, what an impressive weekend for these guys. And like Chaz said in that presser, anytime you can leave Bathurst with some trophies, you've done a good job. But I'd love to hear from this bloke because he's done a fantastic job. Hello, Sam. You're on the...
Just going to ambush you.
Sam's packing up. Mate, we're on the Shit Cool Down That podcast. My name's James. I think you might know this bloke.
Maybe once or twice.
Sam, I mean, on a personal level, congratulations. You've landed at a really cool place after being at another really cool place for such a long time. But did you expect to come here and get two podiums straight away with Chaz?
No, we didn't. Like, didn't expect to roll out, I suppose, as good as what we did and kind of build on that. Actually, when we rolled out, we probably weren't that strong. We built on it a little bit. But the thing that kind of led on to that was right from the start of the year, the first test day, we were able to put in a setup kind of thing and build off that. And, yeah, it's just, I suppose, right off the bat, we just had good feedback and the changes we're doing were relating to things that we were expecting it to do. And, yeah, and that just kind of rolled onto here. We just carried out the same philosophy. We didn't panic when the chips were down sort of thing. We just kept chipping away at it. So it was a good weekend, good building for the whole team, not just, I suppose, my relationship with Chaz because I've already had that sort of thing. But I think as a team it was kind of great to see everyone come together and really build on what we've got here.
It's been 5 years, it's crazy to say, since you worked with Chaz. How's Chaz compared now to the last time you got to work with him?
Yeah, I'd say he's matured a lot. Definitely you could see he's become a lot more professional in his career and the way he goes about things. I suppose when I worked with Chaz, he was kind of still coming up through the ranks sort of thing. He was, when we parted ways sort of thing and I became a race engineer, that's when he really started maturing, but I never really got to experience that. And now working with him, I can see what makes him quick and the way he goes about it, and he's able to extract speed out of the car.
And stepping into WAU, you've been with one organization for quite a period of time.
Yeah.
You know, how's the settling in process going for you here?
It was actually pretty good. It was pretty quick. Obviously, the equipment's the same as what I'm used to, so there was no dramas on that front. It was more just getting used to the processes and protocols and everything they've got in place here at the moment. I'd be lying if I said I'd be up to scratch to it. I'm not. I'm still asking questions. But everyone here is just friendly. They're all working together. We're all striving towards the same thing. So it's been cool to see. So I think this weekend has been a big step towards the right direction in building kind of like a really good team. So yeah, it's I can't thank this team enough. Like, they've got all the ingredients to win. There's definitely nothing misplaced, and they're not afraid to kind of put the effort in where they need to make it work. So, no, I'm excited for the rest of the year.
Good on you, mate. Well, we'll see you in Melbourne. Nice home base, and got a few trophies to take home as well. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks,
Epic. Thanks,
Gav. Sam Scafidi.
We'll get out of the way of the busy pack-down pace.
The pack-up Grand Prix is happening, Mitch. It's happening big time. Sam Scafidi, that's a name I think our readers and viewers of Supercars will have to get used to a bit more this year, because the way that Chaz Mostert operated this weekend, very, very impressive. Different side of the story for Shelby Power Racing team, unfortunately. It just really wasn't their weekend this weekend, Mitch.
No, it's very bizarre to come here, I feel like, and not see this team running at the front, especially given the progress and the results over the past several years. But, yeah, for one reason or another, just didn't seem to fire to start this year off, which is, you know, unfortunate to see, but no doubt I think we'll see plenty more of them as the year goes on.
We're down here at Tickford again, another familiar place for you, but they've got a new boss as well. His name's Simon Brookhouse, and to our new viewers, obviously Tim Edwards is part of this team for a very, very long time, but they've got a great new leader in Simon. G'day, Simon.
How you going?
James.
James, nice to see you.
And this is Mitch.
G'day, Mitch.
We spoke the other day.
Simon, this is the Shit Cool Down That podcast. We run this after every race on a Sunday, and I mean, first Sunday of your first race event in charge of this team, how would you assess it? It was a bit of a mixed bag for you guys, unfortunately.
Oh, look, yesterday was tough. There's no doubt about that. We had some problems in qualifying for Cam, and then obviously we had a few mechanical issues. He got shunted early, and then the wheel fell off, which wasn't exactly fantastic. But all in all, look, the real positive out of it was they rebounded today. I mean, Cam, again, had a solid day, but not as well as he has normally driven. And you know, we were really happy with Thomas. Thomas had a great race today. And the three cars up front were just a little bit too quick. That's the reality of it. So we'll go back and reassess, and we'll work on everything and come out fighting at the AJP.
You talked about how at the start of the weekend, you are a big sports fan, but this is your first time taking a proper cannonball into supercars. What's your impression, your takeaway from first weekend down in the trenches?
Look, the thing that I noticed the most is the amount of teamwork that goes on along pit lane. Even yesterday when our wheel came off and we got the car back, it was key to get Cam back out on the track, and everybody in the team just pitched in and worked so hard to make that happen, and we did it with about 30 seconds to spare, and we don't know, those 37 points might actually be really important come the end of the season. So I think there's a real camaraderie against the groups. Obviously we fight pretty hardly out on track, but what I like is just, you know, looking now, everyone's pitching in. I see Dave Noble's over there cleaning out the Shell V-Power, what do you call it, pits and whatnot, and you know, I'm in here helping out, and it's just good to see. So I'm loving it. It's fantastic.
And like we spoke about earlier in the week, you guys have five cars on track this weekend, and a pretty solid showing for your Dunlop Series guys. Brad Vaughan had his first round podium, and a rookie of the round in Ferrylan. It's you got to be happy about that, I think.
Yeah, that was a really good part of the weekend, and the cars performed really well, and they've gone home with no damage, which is really important as well. But the three guys, they get on really well together, and they drove really well. So I think for us, you know, that's a real positive out of the weekend, and as was Thomas's drive today. So we've got plenty to look forward to moving forward.
Fantastic. Well, we'll get back to packing up, Simon, but on behalf of everyone in Supercars, welcome. Thank you. I hope you get some more success this year.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
It's a very, very polished professional, Simon. I think it's Supercars could really benefit from having him. Obviously, as you alluded to, Mitch, he's got a very, very solid sporting background in basketball, of course, and golf, among other things. But three more garages to go, Mitch, and we're down here at BGR, and, I mean, round one, it bites a few teams. They sort of... How do you describe it for BGR? Because, while my brain's scatterbrained, we've been in Bath for 2 weeks. Bryce Fullwood moved forward in both races. He's getting a knack of doing that. Quite impressive.
Yeah, I think he's one guy that, you know, he's getting some consistency within the team here at BGR. His third season now. And when he was at Waukesha, he was quite young in his career. It was his first two seasons within the series at that point. And you really look at young drivers and think, it's a three-year program to get you up to close to your ceiling to see where you can get. And, you know, he's definitely come into his zone here. And he's made a great number two to Andre Heimgartner, this team. That's the reason why at the moment, coming into this weekend, they were third in pit lane. Was, you know, third in the team's championship in 2023. He hasn't quite ticked off that first win that he's been chasing. He's one that's knocking on the door, and you're gradually making process, you know, getting top tens. Top 12s, you know, being on the front half of the field, that's always going to be important, especially these days, like we say, with the live pit lane and all that. So,
yeah,
you know, he's certainly one to watch, I think, throughout the year.
Yeah, it's a similar story for Andre Heimgartner, isn't it? I mean, when you have a year like he did last year, we've all known that Andre's a hell of a talent and getting all these podiums, but BGR, they're a team that knows how to win. They want to win races, and I expect them to probably fight for wins this year. And I think it does, you are guilty, and we all are, journalists, fans, other media, everybody, even teams, for reading too much into round one. There's no doubt that where we are now, Red Bull Empire Racing, 888, they're fast, man. They're really, really fast. But I think you look at a Chaz Mostert or a WAU, they're able to close the gap, and I think BGR is one of those teams that, you know, with a bit of gas behind them, they'll be able to close the gap as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like we said, it's only round one, and I think similar to what we saw down at Penrite Racing, that the team here at BGR probably wouldn't say this was the weekend that they would have wanted. But you know, there's plenty of, you know, positive signs you can take from it. Andre had a top 10 yesterday. Didn't really fire from the looks of it today, but you know, it's round one. There's so much learning that's going to go on with the new aero packages in these cars. First time we're on hard tires about this with the Gen 3 cars, so you have plenty of coulda, woulda, shoulda, like I said earlier. I'm sure we'll have plenty of positive to see from them as the year goes on.
Definitely. Well, we are here at Red Bull Empire Racing, and I mean, two poles, two wins. They're a team that demands success. They always seem to get there at a stage, but I don't think it looked as easy as it looked on TV. I think the way that Chaz led more than half of today's race was a bit of a warning shot to these guys. It's like, yeah, you're going to have to beat us and really race hard to beat us. But I do like the way that they're able to just learn on the fly, because at the end of the day, you've got two young guys driving these cars. They're going to be a hell of a formidable team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had the field covered yesterday, but they definitely had to work for it today. I think it was a product you see, you know, just walking through the garage, seeing them up close, and then seeing them out on the racetrack. It's no secret, or it's no mystery why they are as successful as they are. The effort, the process, that everything goes into how they go about operating as a race team is really evident. And you think of it, some of these guys, Mark Dutton, team manager, who's not far away from in front of us, he's been on the road for four straight weeks doing race cars in the Middle East. He's doing the 12-hour last weekend and then here again.
He was a bit weary in the pressure, wasn't he?
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy. I think if there's anyone who's happy to get out of here, it's going to be Mark Dutton. But at the same time, he got us. he chirped up in the middle of the presser today saying, oh, you got a race for me next weekend? I'll go. So he's, they are a bunch of hardcore racers and extreme professionals at the same time. So no surprise that these guys put themselves forward as the class of the field to start this season, and they're used to having the targets on their back, but it's firmly on their back from here on.
I'd like to try and get a comment. I didn't expect you to be here, Jessdane. One of our friends of the pod. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
Welcome back to Australia. Here's the podcast.
You would have been looking at us out of the corner of your eye, I know.
Here we come.
Maybe if I keep my back to
you. We thought we'd give Dutto a bit of a break. He's been on the road for 4 weeks, but welcome back to Australia. I mean, we're all probably glued to the screens like you were this morning watching Shane in that race, but first of all...
The race was starting, the Xfinity race was starting as I was walking in, which made it hard to watch. And then you're greeting everyone, saying hi to everyone, so then you got distracted. And someone was like, oh, did you know that Shane's last? And I was like, oh, there's no point in watching now, is there? And then with 30 laps to go, I went, oh, I should probably maybe put it on or something and start kind of get an idea of what's going on. And I was like, oh, he's 12th. Well, that's quite good. And then the caution came out, and then it was, oh, he's 5th. Oh, he's 4th. Oh my God, he's coming 3rd. I would swear, but that's probably not appropriate right now.
Oh, we can bleep post edit, but...
The glory of post-production, I'll tell you.
Jess, I mean, you've been part of this team for such a long time. It means so much to you and your family, but when you start a season, there's so many unknowns, aren't there? And I mean, to have Will Brown come into this team, and, we all know he's a good driver, but, I mean, even from your perspective, did you expect 2 poles, 2 wins?
Definitely, without meaning to sound cocky or arrogant or anything, I definitely expected it was possible, because that's just the caliber of this team. We were beaten fairly and squarely last year, and therefore we used what we learned from being beaten and channeled it into doing better this year. So I definitely knew that we would come out firing, as consistently over the years we have done. At the first round, it's traditionally, it's gone our way more times than it hasn't. To come out quite like that strongly, 1, 2, 3 in, everything, qualifying and the race all weekend. And today, the battle, like the strategy-wise, the battle with Chaz was really cool to see. That side, the engineers working so well together. Marty and Andrew have both had a good couple of years together now. They work really well. The collaboration between the team, seeing how well Will has settled into the team is fantastic to see as well. He kind of slips in and fits in, as he does everywhere, because he's a great personality. But also, I like to think over the years, Triple H has been really good at bringing out the best in drivers. We've made some questionable choices with our drivers over the years. We've copped a lot of flack for picking up certain drivers, especially co-drivers. And we've always we've proved people wrong and brought out the best in people. And I'd like to think that we're giving Will that opportunity now.
And he's delivered, hasn't he, straight away?
Absolutely, as has Brock. And, hats off to Brock. His third season now. And to kick off in such a strong way is definitely marking himself as, we've got two title contenders here. So it's, exciting season ahead.
Very exciting. Well, good to see you here. And we might have to move off before we get jet blasted off on the tape. But thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Jess.
So one more garage to come, Mitch. And I mean, Erebus Motorsport, it's been a hell of an off-season for these guys and a hell of a season last year. You would forgive these guys for just being out of gas, but they always turn up. They always present their cars really well. Two brand new cars, and I think to their credit, two straight cars, but also two drivers who I think should hold their heads high, because they got some strong results. I remember being in the truck on Friday night, and Todd Hazelwood's P2 in practice. I mean, there you go. That's the Erebus that we know on track. So pretty impressive.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, with a team that has gone through as much change as they have, I mean, you can forget about the headlines and the big storylines that are the obvious at the moment, but any team that brings in two new drivers at the start of season, it is a big change. But one thing we've definitely heard from both Todd and Jack in the preseason is, you know, they've fit in seamlessly with the team here, you know, in getting behind the wheel. They've both been seriously impressed by the machinery that they have, you know, in their hands. So they know that they've got the team, you know, they've got the personnel, they've got the hardware to go get the job done, and no doubt there's going to be some learning curves and all that for everyone to adjust to, but in that sort of engineer driver and team relationship, but you know, just because they weren't right up there at the pointy end throughout the weekend, like you said, you know, they were up at the front to start it off, so there's definitely speed to burn there, and I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see them nabbing some more silverware very, very soon.
Well, it was at the Melbourne Super Sprint last year where it all began, didn't it? Obviously Brody Kostecki and Will Brown both getting some podiums. That's where we're going to be next time, folks. And before we get there, we've still got to digest this round. BP Ultimate Performer, who are your favourite drivers? I mean, there were some clear standouts. I mean, who are yours?
Oh, I think there's three. They all held up trophies this weekend. But I think Will Brown has to be, you know, my pick of the lot for someone to come in. Like I said, we just got done talking about drivers hopping into a new team to go pole in your first race, second in your first race, win the second race that you're in with this team, with a new team, no matter who it is. You know, that takes a pretty incredible feat and a lot of hard work. So credit to him and credit to Triple Eight for blooding him in the way that they have. Like we just heard from Jess, you know, they do bring the most out of drivers, whoever it is that comes in, and that's certainly been on display this weekend.
Well, Mitch, well, everyone, we're going to see you at Albert Park. It's Grand Prix time. See you there. Thanks, Mitch, for coming, by the way. Before I throw you out, thanks for helping me out.
Yeah, thanks for joining me and getting sunburned here in the paddock in pit lane.
I've made it all weekend. No sunburn. I think people who listen to this and know who I am, I'm very fair skin, orange hair, and now I'm the full package, full red. So, yeah, hopefully in Melbourne there are some clouds. But, yeah, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Mitch.
All right, thanks for having us on, and thanks for listening in.